Have you ever done a prank and it just go wrong? Backfire, if you will. It's 99.7 EJX. This is Setting the Bar Story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. To be fair, Amelia, just young. Maybe she didn't realize or think things through. But if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking googly eyes on pieces of art, no matter how funny you think it might be, then you're doing okay.
How old are we?
20.
Oh!
So what she did is she did the whole, hey, I'm going to affix googly eyes on sculptures around town. It's happened before. It's been in the news before.
Yeah. That's not a new one.
Yeah, exactly. However, she did it on this cast in blue sculpture. It kind of looks like almost like a blue blob, if you will.
Okay.
Maybe like an elephant kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she put some googly eyes on it. When they took it off, it ripped the paint off. And so it's an $89,000 piece of art. Obviously, it's now... it's defacing property.
Yeah.
And it's now she's got 60 hours of community service, got to pay about $1,400 in compensation. She had to plead guilty to graffiti and all this stuff. So she actually got charged with reckless indifference.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah.
Reckless indifference? Yeah. Like, you don't even know.
Right. So
what you're
the
doing.
Repair costs are what she had to pay, and that was like right around $1,400.
Oh, okay.
So, because when, you know, they took it off, it chipped the paint. So, anyways, just one of those things probably wasn't thought all the way through. Had she known that you couldn't just take the googly eyes off, no harm, no foul, then probably, you know, she wouldn't have done it.
Right.
But
she just thought, oh, this could be funny.
Yeah.
The art is going to be even better.
Yeah. If it's looking at you.
Right.
Right.
I'm adding comedy.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone's going to appreciate it.
Except
the city.
Except the city. Right. When they had to pay $1,400 to have it repaired. So,
man. Anyways,
if you can manage to make it through the day without affixing googly eyes on sculptures, even if you think it's going to be funny, you're doing okay.
Yeah, not everyone's going to appreciate that.
I mean, that was just a prank that backfired.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
Lighthearted. She wasn't trying to be malicious.
No, but it came with some serious consequences.
Yes. Do you have a story of a prank that maybe backfired? 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note or text or call us. We'll take some of those stories on the way.